The Czech coalition government on Wednesday unanimously approved the 2012 state budget, with a deficit projected at 105 billion crowns. The proposed budget draft reckons with revenues of 1,084 billion crowns and expenditures of 1,189 billion crowns. The government's main target is to narrow the public finance shortfall, the fiscal yardstick for assessing an EU member's readiness to adopt the euro, to 3.5% of gross domestic product in 2012, from 4.2% in 2011. The cabinet expects to trim the gap to less than 3% in 2013. However, revised growth predictions for 2012 have cast doubt on the sustainability of the budget in its present form, the analysts predicting that further cuts in public spending may prove inevitable. Analysts have also questioned the projected consumer growth of 2% in view of a VAT hike on consumer goods from 10 to 14%, which is expected to curb consumer growth. The government is counting on higher revenues from the VAT hike to help reduce the public finance deficit, along with spending cuts and other measures.
The IMF this week revised downward its estimate for Czech economic growth in 2012 from a previous 2.9% to 1.8% of the GDP. At the same time, the IMF slightly upped its estimate for this year's growth to 2%. The renewed estimates are part of a global economy outlook which is threatened by the EU's debt crisis and the lack of a fiscal plan in the United States. Czech analysts predict that next year's economic growth could slide even lower should Europe's leading economy slip into recession and pull the export-oriented Czech economy down with them.
The Czech unemployment rate remained essentially unchanged at 8.2% in August, data from the Labour Ministry showed on Thursday. The unemployment rate for women came in at 10%, and that for men was 6.8%. From 2004 until 2010, the Czech Republic's unemployment rate averaged 7.88%, reaching an historic high of 10.2% in February of 2004 and a record low of 5% in May of 2008.
Speaking at an international conference on the future of nuclear power in the town of Třebíč this week, Czech Industry and Trade Minister Martin Kocourek said the government was planning to extend the lifespan of the Czech Republic's oldest nuclear power plant, Dukovany, and build a fifth reactor block at the country's other nuclear plant, Temelín, after 2020. Last year, Dukovany was the largest single source of power in the Czech Republic, putting out 14,000 tetrawatt hours. Temelín, which currently has two nuclear blocks, produced just over 13,000 tetrawatt hours in 2010.
Wages in the Czech Republic rose by an average 2.5% in the second quarter of the year, with wage hikes outstripping price rises for goods and services in the first half of the year, the Czech Statistical Office announced this week. The average wage climbed to just under 24,000 crowns in the second quarter, with the 2.5% rise outstripping a 1.8% rise in the price of goods and services. Pay rises were spread out unevenly, though, with wages actually falling in the non-business sector by 0.9% and climbing in the business sector by 3.2%.
And finally, the number of dollar millionaires in the Czech Republic grew by more than 29% to 16,200 in 2010, according to a global wealth management report published this week. Analysts say the growing number of very rich people in the Czech Republic reflects the gradually widening gap in the Czech society between low and high income households.